views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about men versus women. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as the ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, everyone knows that men and women are different. So what's so important about this topic and why is it important to our listeners?
Okay. The inspiration for this topic came when Bill Cosby was going to jail and a member of his staff was saying the reason he was being falsely convicted had to do with the gender war between the sexes. Unfortunately, he's not the only one that thinks that because our president has expressed similar sentiments.
Jason, these statements are more than obnoxious, but whether you're a man or a woman, why is the topic so important?
Well, it reflects a fundamental, you know, the gender wars, this differences between men and women and the fact that, you know, men don't seem to understand what happens to women when they're sexually abused and women struggle so much to be able to relate to men in a lot of different instances. This difference is directly related to our essence and it creates a polarization, and this polarization comes from programming.
Okay.
So as you suppress your essence, you lose your ability to move with a wide range of male and female energies. So I know this is confusing. We're not talking now about male and female. We're talking about male and female energies. And you know, Patricia, we haven't talked about this, but there's also, people may not be clear about what male and female energies are.
Okay.
You know, energies have a certain, Chinese medicine, they do that. They talk about yin and yang, and different energies have a different feel to them. It's not saying that that females can't have male energy and males can't have female energy. Different types of energies are considered male, and different types of energies are considered female. For example, strength. You know, women have strength, but it's considered a male energy. Compassion. Men have compassion, but that's considered a female energy. So if you understand that this breakdown of male and female energies it is difficult to explain. So we're talking about energies as opposed to people. And if you understand that what we see now is that most people have sort of a 90-10 split, 85-15% split, when the truth is we're designed as both male and females to have like more of a 60-40 split. Now, that's not exact. That's just an approximation. But both men and women should have both male and female energies.
Okay. Wait a minute. Paging, psych, clean up on aisle 9 here. What are you trying to say?
If you were to go into a emergency room and say, I've got a problem with the combination of my male and female energies.
Exactly.
You wouldn't get a very good reception.
Another clean up on aisle 9.
The the truth is that this difference between male and female energies is so polarized because of programming. And this difference is creating polarization between men and women. It's creating polarization in terms of politics. This polarization all comes from programming, and this programming is what hurts your essence.
Okay, wait. Well, let's back up one more thing. Okay, let's go back to the percentages for just a minute. You're talking about what you're saying is everyone has both male and female energies within them.
Yes.
That comes from their essence.
Yes.
Okay. But what you are saying is that when the imbalance happens, or that there is an imbalance that's happening, that's the part that we're not understanding, or that it's not clear to people out there, the importance of that balance.
The balance comes from the free functioning of your essence. And when you program yourself, you create polarized energies. And that's the key right there.
Okay.
When you're in our culture today, we program everything. Yeah. We force it, we trick it. When we go to do something,
we program it.
We program ourselves.
Yes.
Forcing, tricking, manipulating, seducing.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you do that, your essence can't function. Your essence is blocked, and it blocks it with negative energy. And when we don't remove that negative energy, it becomes more and more polarized.
Okay.
Therefore, the combination of male and female energy that you have in you
becomes
greater.
Okay. So, and you're saying, am I correct? I'm hearing you say that these polarizations create major problems in many aspects of our lives.
Yes.
Like what?
Marriage problems.
Okay.
You know, the woman may have liked the man's strength in the beginning, but then he seems like a bully and he doesn't listen. You know, the man might have liked the woman's sensitivity and attention to him, but then after they're married, she seems weak, you know, unable to make a decision and unable to...
And needy. Okay.
That's a polarization of male and female energies. Now, the truth is, women can have lots of male energy and men can have lots of female energy. But even in that kind of reverse split, they can still be polarized. The man can have negative female energies because it's polarized, and the woman can have negative male energies because it's polarized.
Well, okay.
And so, that's what makes it complicated, because it's not really about men and women per se. It's
right.
About men, male and female energies.
Okay. And you're saying that to balance it, how do we get to that balance, Jason?
The ecosystem approach.
There you go.
The ecosystem approach is designed to help you remove the negative energy attached to your essence. And we do these shows because we're trying to talk to you about how the negative energy
from programming
affects your essence and affects certain aspects of your life. And today we're talking about men versus women. You know, this book everybody's heard about, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Well, we shouldn't be from separate planets. We're not designed that way. And we say that because as intuitives, we've been able to see that there's a sort of a set pattern, sort of a, I hate to use the word supposed to. When we look at the way human beings are designed and then how they're showing up on Earth, there's a huge disconnect. And that disconnect we've been able to trace back to programming. Okay. And we've been able to resolve that disconnect through the development of the ecosystem approach.
Okay. So, I just want to touch on one more thing. The polarization of what is going on and what happens. People don't see it. They just accept it.
Yes.
And that... is that's part of the problem.
It's a big part of the problem. And we think even if we're polarized, that so what?
So what?
So what?
So what, Jason?
Well,
it doesn't matter. Yeah.
It affects your relationship with your spouse, your children, your boss, your coworkers. Mm-hmm. Men offend without knowing. Women feel beat up and abused. And that difference often carries into your job, dealing with your boss, dealing with your spouse, dealing with everybody in your life.
Okay.
And you don't know why. And a lot of times it's because of this polarization of men and women.
Okay. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Men and women are becoming more and more polarized because of programming. That polarization hurts everyone and is affecting you and your life. That clearing away negative energies gives you a broader range of male and female energies. And that the ecosystem approach expands your male and female energies and increases your ability to perform and function in the world.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to take a dive into the benefits for you to have a wider range of male and female energies. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're talking about men versus women and why it is beneficial for you to have a wider range of male and female energies. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, explain what you mean by a bigger range of male and female energies. The listeners, I don't think they understand what you mean.
You know, and I can hear some of the audience saying this already. You know, well, who says that strength is male? And they see it as that women can't have strength, and do men really have strength, et cetera, et cetera. And that's not the point. There's sort of a feel that I would say that each of these energies has that makes it either male or female. We're designed as human beings to have both male and female energies. And there's so much talk in terms of sexuality and gender and that sort of thing, and that confuses the issue. And today, we're always trying to be practical. We want to help you have a better life. We're not making any sort of judgments and trying to philosophize or take a political stand, really. We're talking about how we can help you right now, today, with your life and this balance of male and female energy. So let's talk about these male energies. And there's no energy police that determines what's male and what's female. It's just more of an observation than it is a judgment. So if you can get past the fact that, oh, if men have this, it's judging me. If I don't have it, that's not true at all. It's just a designation. But here goes. Here's some positive male energies. And again, it doesn't mean that females don't have this. All it means is that
that they can't have it.
Exactly. That these energies have a male feel to them. And that strength, courage, focus, directness, objectivity. Some positive female energies. And again, it's not that men can't have these. It's just that they have a female feel to them. And that's receptivity, compassion, supportiveness, tenderness, love, and caring.
Okay. So what happens when we don't have the right amount?
When we don't have the balance.
When we don't have the balance.
What happens is they become, instead of positive male energies, we start to cluster around what we call negative male energies. And again, this can happen with both men and women. It's just these energies themselves. So when male energies become dark, you see fear, outlaw energy, being a bully, greedy, having paranoia, being dictatorial, being enraged.
No politics here, but who does that remind you of, everyone? I shouldn't say that.
Well, you're saying that, but it's also probably more importantly, yes, you know, an abusive husband, that's probably how an abusive husband feels to a wife, whether it's sexual abuse, emotional abuse, or physical abuse.
Okay.
And dark female, being critical, emotional, covert, victim, manipulating, gossip, being needy. All those things are negative female energies. And that's not saying that women have that and men don't. Men have all of those. Men can have all of those. But the point that we're trying to make is that each individual has this unique mix of male and female energies based on who they are. And by broadening this mix, it makes you a better person. If we had more people broadening their mix of male and female energies, the world would be a better place.
So in all types of relationships, correct?
All types of relationships can benefit from a broader range of male and female energies.
Okay.
Whether it's a personal, work, success. When you don't have a broad range, your personality is not sustainable, and not having a broad range always affects your health somehow.
Okay. Now that's really an important point, everyone, because without good, positive health, we struggle to actually even stand in our own power every day, every
yes.
day. So Jason, what is the newsletter bonus for this week?
This week, we're going to offer you some clearing statements, as we do every week, about helping you develop a broader range of male and female energies. Now, this is really important. I'm really jazzed about our newsletter. We get lots of positive comments about this because people are listening to our show every week, and then they're getting the newsletter, and they get them on their phone or their smart device. And during the week, they can go back and read these clearing statements and start to remove the negative energy from your essence, so that in this case, you can have a broader range of male and female energies. And all you have to do is go to our website, www.livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab. And all we ask for is your name and email address. It's free, of course. And every week you'll get this bonus feature of the clearings that we have that's related to the topic of the week. Okay. It's an amazing thing. You know, we'd like to have everyone do it. In fact, in the next break, go do it. You know, www.livinglighter.org. Go get our free newsletter.
Okay. So, you know, Jason, you can't fake or force a broader range of male and female energies. So we know that you and I know that it has to be natural and organic to who we are. How do we get this broader range of male and female energy?
We see this all the time, that we're so programmed that we force ourselves to look a certain way. And when we do that, we're faking it. We're not really real. We're not really...
we're not being authentically real.
We're not having... Let's say you're a man that says, well, I need to have a little more compassion, or I'm a woman that has to have a little more strength. You can't hold your hand up and say, you know, I'm going to do this.
Or I'll take 10 pounds of that.
Yeah. It doesn't work that way. Okay. It has to be natural.
Okay.
And everything we do with the ecosystem approach, when you uncover your essence, the best parts of you come forward in ways that are natural and really authentic to who you are individually.
So the ecosystem approach teaches you how to remove negative energy connected to your essence and helps you interact with all the energies in your world instead of techniques and formulas that at best are only indirect ways of changing the energy.
You know, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, when they perceive that they have a problem, they go look for a solution. And those solutions are always framed as techniques and formulas, recipes. Just do this, do this. And we feel like if we act a certain way in the world, then we don't have the vocabulary around energy, but what we are really trying to do is change the energy. So in other words, if we need to be more compassionate, we start acting like we're more compassionate, then we'll start to be more compassionate. That's a big misconception out there today, that if you act a certain way, you'll start to be that way. From our experience as intuitives, we've never seen anybody that's been able to do that. What happens is
you just get it successfully.
Yes. What happens is you start to become a better actor. And pretty soon what happens is you're so lost, you're so busy acting, or you're so good at acting that even you believe it.
Right.
And you can't see the difference. And we know the difference, again, because we're intuitive. We see that their energy and who they are acting, the role that they're acting out in the world, doesn't match up.
So the ecosystem approach takes care of everything, is what I'm hearing you say.
It really goes to the root, because our essence is the root of who we are. And no one talks about it in traditional medicine. No one talks about it in the world. You know, we talk about it romantically, you know, my soul purpose, you know, my soul mate. But we don't really know how to use our essence in appropriate ways.
Or how to actually get there.
And the truth is, we're not supposed to really drive it like we sit at the controls and push the buttons and the levers. It happens naturally to us, but it can't happen naturally when we program ourselves and we have all this negative energy attached to our essence.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The way polarization affects you is unique to each individual. Whether your mix of male and female energies is unique to you. Having a broad range of male and female energies gives you more life tools.
You know, I want to make a point right here. When we're talking about a broad range of male and female energies, we're talking about whatever balance that you need. When you use the ecosystem approach, you will actually get that balance that you need for your life and situations that require the understanding of how to use male energy and female energy in a given moment, so to speak.
You won't have to force it. You won't have to manage it.
You will not have to force it. It just happens. So
all your life challenges can be helped with a broader range of male and female energies. Mm-hmm. That's a big statement, but it's true.
Yes.
And the ecosystem approach helps you naturally and organically have more male and female energies in the right mix, in the unique mix for you.
Exactly. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to show you how to begin to have more male and female energies starting now. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. By the way, my life too. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And today we're talking men versus women. And in this segment, we will help you start to create a broader range of male and female energies. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. You know, Jason, this topic is really kind of weird.
Yeah, I know.
You know, people would never think to see their own balance of male and female energies or why it's so important.
You know, it affects everything in your life. And it's just one way of framing some of the problems and challenges we have in the world. So whatever the area of your problem or challenge, or even some objectives that you want to achieve, whether it's in your family, your work, right. With your health, with your well-being. It all goes back to the balance of male and female energy. And that goes back to being able to look at your essence and removing the negative energy connected to your essence.
Well, okay. I want to stop right there and I want to make a statement. I know that we haven't exactly touched on this one exactly in this way before. So hear me out, okay? Those of us that are working on our root issues and working on trying to connect with the essence of who we are working in a very highly evolved way. Do I need to repeat that?
Well, it's what you're trying to do is give the audience a compliment because they wouldn't be listening
exactly
to this radio station, to this this podcast, if they weren't trying to make their life better.
Right. And what I'm saying is first off, bravo to anyone who's listening to this. That's one of the things that I want to say. But the other part that I want to say is that when we work to connect with our essence, I believe that this is one of the things we came here to do. We came here to remove the negative energies that we've collected through more than one lifetime. And I really want everyone to understand that this is a really amazing way. The ecosystem approach is a really amazing way to do this.
Well, and the truth is that, you know, Patricia, you and I came to being, so to speak. We chose to do this work. We got together to do this work because we know
yes.
there's so much negative energy attached to people's essence that the whole planet is soul sick. And we can see the symptoms of that all around us. But we don't seem to be able to address it very well because we're looking at the problems and the solutions. And what's so neat about the ecosystem approach is we don't look at, every week we talk about a specific problem or difficulty or challenge that people have, an issue that
right.
a person has, but we always go back to the same thing. And the truth is that that same thing is highly effective and efficient in your life because we go to where it all starts,
right.
and which is your essence. And it's the most efficient way to work with these things. You know, we talk about how easy ways, you know, people, when they talk about fitness or weight loss, you know, just 3 minutes a day or just do this simple or blah, blah, blah. But the truth is those simple techniques rarely get to your essence, which is where all the problems, difficulties, challenges, and even the barriers to your success emanate from.
And because the avenue to our essence has been blocked by programming.
Yes. And when we're talking about too much male or female energy, it's another way of saying, it's another way of framing some of the difficulties you have with your essence.
Right.
So
right.
we start with this topic because, you know, it was so obnoxious, you know, when I heard on the TV about, you know, oh, this is a gender war when they were putting Bill Cosby in jail. But what he did was so awful. And, you know, so many women came forward and then they played the game in court, which, of course, you know, is part of our system. But the truth is that I think at some level, and I'm, you know, looking at this, I really believe that Bill Cosby didn't think he was doing anything wrong.
Well, and that's that part of the male energy.
When it's so...
Because it's been programmed.
But because it's been programmed and it's not broad enough for him to have the compassion to see how he's affected women's lives by acting in the way he did, you know, drugging them and then taking advantage of them.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, we saw this with the Kavanaugh hearings. You know, Dr. Blasey Ford. I know at some level, Kavanaugh in his teenage years, and I realize he was young, but he didn't think what he did by pushing a girl into a room, trying to take off her clothes, grinding up against her, holding her down, and putting his hand over her mouth was that big a deal.
Exactly.
And that's an imbalance of male energy. And
in other words, because I'm a male, I have that right.
Well, okay. And that stems from the fact that
yes.
he doesn't have the female energy to say, oh my gosh.
Wait a minute. What's it doing to the other side?
What's it doing to this woman?
Yes.
You know, and obviously she struggled with this all of her life.
The effect? Oh my gosh.
The epidemic of sexual assault and abuse in this world has to do with this extreme imbalance of male and female energy. But that's a really awful example. The truth is that it could be something simple where you're trying to make points with your boss and your coworker next to you is able to do it because they're able to relate to the boss's male or female energy in a better way than you can. And just by having a broader range, it helps you relate better. You know, whether it's just with friends, you know, if you struggle to make friends or you don't have enough friends in your life and you say, oh my gosh, how can I have more friends? I guarantee you a balance of male and female energy will get you there. And of course, how do you get a better balance of male and female energy? Well, you by clearing the negative energy attached to your essence, which of course is the ecosystem approach. So it all roads go back to the same place. And I hope you don't get tired of this message because we try and relate all these different things to one thing, but it becomes very, very efficient.
Yes, yes, yes. So let's when you work with the ecosystem approach, we have a way. The ecosystem approach has a way of connecting to all of the issues that you have. Oftentimes, someone will come to us, or I'll say someone will come to me and say, I want a love in my life. And we, of course, will start there. But oftentimes, the person will say, wait a minute, why are we clearing this? Or why are we touching on this issue over here?
What does this have to do with?
Yes, with me getting the love of my life. Well, you know what? When I look at somebody, you know, there's no linear or section.
Direct connection.
Yes.
In this programmed world, we see everything in terms of little boxes.
Yes.
And we don't put it all together.
And right. Because this box over here does connect with that box or that issue that's in that box over there.
Exactly.
It's really amazing. But those that stick with it, you know, I have seen some amazing transformation done, not only in my own life and Jason's life, but, you know, our clients' lives. It is one of the most amazing things ever. So understand that you need that balance of male and female energy.
And the way you get there, you know, this is how you apply the ecosystem approach. And we've been saying this a lot. Constant, consistent, and specific clearings is the key.
Right.
You know, and I want to talk a little bit about that just briefly, which is there's a lot of energetic practices out there, which we are great supporters of. But the truth is that if you're trying to balance out your male and female energy, there's not enough downward dogs in the world to be able to do that. And, you know, I've done Tai Chi before. All those things aren't specific enough. They're not consistent enough or constant enough to really help you in the way that you need today. And one of the benefits that we have is because we're intuitives, we haven't been taught based on what someone else
taught us.
We teach ourselves based on what we see.
Right.
And we see how much negative energy there is attached to your essence. And it needs a constant, consistent, specific clearings to make it better.
Right. Right.
So the key points?
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The problem of polarity of male and female energy is invisible today.
Correct.
That clearing the negative energy from your essence is the most important thing you can do.
Okay.
And you don't have to control or force this. It happens naturally with clearing.
Okay.
And that having a broad range of male and female energy feels amazing. You'll feel like a superman or a superwoman. It really is. It feels,
da-da.
Once you start doing that, it feels really great.
Okay, Jason.
So we're going to talk about how you do clearing. So okay. In our next segment, we're going to do that. And the way you do that is sit in your chair. You could actually stand up. You could be walking. You could be hanging from the ceiling. You don't really have to have a specific posture.
But if you're driving, I don't recommend you closing your eyes.
Exactly.
Just saying.
Yes.
Know?
But you have to use your imagination. So, for example, just sit in your chair with your mind's eye, your imagination. When we say, and to eliminate, just take a breath and gather up those issues, those feelings, those things that we talk about, and to eliminate. Right after that statement, just gather those things up and then blow them into a trash can. Now you can, we own this trash can. This trash can is in your imagination. If you have a trash can in your room, blow it into that. That's fine.
Right.
But we'll empty it. We'll empty that negative energy so it doesn't hurt anything. And then we go on to the next issue or emotion. And it's really that simple. And just follow along with us.
Okay. So then after that, we're going to activate life force energy. And basically what you're going to do is you're going to take a nice big breath and you're going to pull in all of the most positive energy that we have access to. And you're going to pull it in through the top of your head and let it go all the way down to the tips of your toes. You're going to turn it around. You're going to take that positive energy and pull up any negative energies and blow it out into the trash can. And then, by the way, we see that life force energy is clear, pure light. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you begin to broaden your access to both male and female energies. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to help you start to balance your male and female energies. Let's get started, Jason. Let's do some clearings.
I want to get to that. I just want to say that if we clear something that you don't think applies to you, it won't hurt you. And I want you to ask if you would set your intention not only to help yourself, but to help all those who are listening now or might listen in the future to this program and do this clearing so you can all benefit from it. And we can kind of make the world a better place. Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my negative male and negative female energies and clear them. Take a breath. Blow it into that trash can. And to eliminate all my fears, worries, insecurities, anxieties that are interfering with my essence. Take a breath. Blow it out into that trash can.
And to eliminate any fear that I have of actually connecting to my essence. The truth is, the essence of you is who you are. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my impatience that says, I don't want to work on my essence. I want to work on a specific problem. When the truth is, all roads lead to your essence. Take a breath.
So what you're saying in that last one is that if you're trying to do your best to connect with your essence, you'll be able to work on even that specific problem, possibly from a different perspective.
It's twofer, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. And to eliminate the anger, resentment, hate, and rage that is interfering with my essence. Take a breath.
The veil's an illusion so I can see the opposite sex more clearly and with more empathy. Take a breath.
You know, this just brought up something that if you're trying to ask for more empathy for the opposite sex, you know, when you have anger and rage or, you know, something.
A negative emotion blocking.
Yes, about someone that you know. It could be from your past. It could be from someone that is near and dear to you and you don't recognize it in them, but you recognize it in the person that is irritating you. So, and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my true power comes from the balance of my male and female energies. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the imbalance of male and female energies that creates weakness in myself. Take a breath.
I.e., neediness. Take a breath.
Bulliness.
Victim energy.
Raging.
Those are just a few examples. Take another breath, everyone. That's really good. And to eliminate any unworthiness that I'm stuck in that's keeping me from the desire to connect with my own personal essence. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can constantly, consistently, and specifically remove my negative energies. Take a breath.
And to activate life force energy. I should do it this way. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can connect with that place in me that has all the power. What place is that? My essence. Activate Life force energy. Take a breath. Through the top of your head, let it go all the way through your body. Turn around, turn it around, let it push up any negative energy and have it go into the garbage can. Take one more breath on that one. And to activate life force energy so I can love myself enough to set my intention to uncover and restore to its originality, my essence. Take a breath.
And to activate life force energy so I can enjoy the balancing of my male and female energies for more power in my life. Take a breath.
And to activate life force energy so I can love myself enough to accept the time it takes to restore my essence. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be peaceful and happy right now.
Take a breath.
Yes.
And to activate life force energy so I can have clarity, awareness, and objectivity, creativity, happiness, hope, laughter, love, success, and power for who I am and for what it is I'm doing here. Take a breath. In through the top of your head, all the way to your toes. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to talk about power. And power's gotten a bad rap because most people who have it misuse it. This is especially important for women because culturally their power has been suppressed. Oh my gosh, you know, we've been talking about sexual assault and how pervasive it is. This affects women. There's a lineage of this that affects women and their power for decades and decades, for thousands of years. And we're gonna deal with that directly and help you restore it, whether you're a man or a woman. But we're gonna spend some specific time with female power and how to get it and how not to get it.
Well, and I just want to add to that, Jason, if those of you who have heard the show today or going to hear the show, go back to the clearing list, the one that we're going to do in the newsletter. I want you to go back to that because when we balance out the male and female energy, then you can understand easier the power that Jason and I are going to be talking about and helping you work with next week. Because when you have that balance, then it is so much easier to do. You get so much less resistance to letting those negative energies go.
Ironically, when you have power or when you have balance, it brings about the power.
Yeah, it's
we think it's just the opposite. Yeah, we need to have more power.
Exactly.
So it's imbalanced to have more power, but it's just the opposite. It's when there's more balance, you have more power.
Exactly. And along with that power comes knowing and the objectivity that we all need to better ourselves. So so with that said, if you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. This is Living Lighter Radio, and it's every week with us, Jason and Patricia, of course, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter. It's all we ask for is your name and your email address.
It's free and it's amazing. And you can follow along every week and do clearings that are written down for you. So if you don't,
exactly,
if you don't want to listen and follow along, you can read and follow along.
It's pretty cool how we've set this up. So if you really want to feel better, make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, you do have to sign up for our newsletter. When you do, you will also get the backstory for Living Lighter Radio. and us, Jason and Patricia. And by the way, there's always some sort of something connected each week to us in the newsletter. You know, Jason always has some sort of smart comment. Usually he's telling some sort of truth I don't want everyone to know about me in the newsletter.
It's fun. So have fun with us. So,
all right.
And if you have any comments, you know, our email address is Jason and Patricia. One word, Jason and Patricia at livinglighter.org. Send us show suggestions. We've gotten a couple show suggestions by email and from our listeners. So feel free to do that.
Okay.
And one of the things I want to talk about is Facebook. If you go to our Facebook page, livinglighter.org on Facebook, you can, we'll give you a heads up about the next week's topic. And so you can understand what's going on.
Okay. If you got a benefit today or had fun, go like us on Facebook, just like Jason was talking about, at livinglighter.org. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.